I've had the opportunity a couple of times to talk to technical writers about their work. Their job is to take piles of information passed on to them from technical people like computer programmers and use that information to create things like user manuals for non-technical people. And if the technical writers I've met paint an accurate picture, those programmers and other tech staff can't communicate to save their lives. I don't know if it's because they're too immersed in their subject matter to put themselves in a layperson's shoes, or if their minds just work differently. But either way, it illustrates the challenge of bridging the gulf between technology and actually communicating that technology to others. So here are some tips for making technical material on any subject into clear writing that benefits the reader. The most important way to make technical subjects accessible to readers is to use universal words in place of technical terms as much as possible. For example, if you're talking about a process your company calls noodleification to separate individual wires from each other, you can, if you must, introduce the term noodleification. But you must, on first reference, explain what that term means. Then, and this is a big help to readers, see if you can avoid using that term throughout the rest of the document by replacing it with words the reader already knows. Like, for example, separation. So instead of saying, begin the noodleification process prior to final assembly, you could say instead, separate the wires before final assembly, or, short of that, begin this separation process prior to final assembly. When writing about technical subjects, you want to avoid initials and acronyms as much as possible. Of course, this isn't always possible or even wise. Depending on the reader, the letters HTTP are probably much better than saying Hypertext Transfer Protocol over and over. But this illustrates the single most important part of good technical communication: know your reader. Some groups can be expected to know what a router is. Others will require that you explain it to them the first time. If you're writing for a very broad audience and you honestly don't know whether they know what a router is, go ahead and briefly explain it. If, on the other hand, you're writing a user manual that comes with a router, you can go ahead and assume that the person who just purchased a router knows what they bought. When writing about these technical subjects, it's important to be very careful with pronouns. Words like it and those and them should only be used when it's immediately and 100% clear to the reader what noun they refer to. If it's not, then just use nouns in place of those pronouns. For example, instead of saying, before attaching the cable to the correct port on the router box, make sure it is compatible with your system, you can say, before attaching the cable to the correct port on the router box, make sure the cable is compatible with your system. Yes, this approach can cause repetitiveness, but repetitiveness is much better than losing your reader completely. Generally speaking, there aren't a lot of tricks or techniques to effective writing on technical subjects. The most important thing is to remember that words that are familiar to you may not be familiar to the reader. So always explain everything that might need explaining, and keep your language and your sentences as simple, clear, and straightforward as possible.